It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1.
Manila's hottest.
Chico Burkada. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush.
RX 93.1. RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
Radio RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Hello, good morning.
Wow, it's a rainy,
super rainy,
scary day.
Tuesday today. Oh man,
I know, right? It's going to be gloomy.
Gloomy, and it doesn't look like it's going to break anytime soon.
I know.
I mean, the way it looks right now, but of course, with the weather, it's so unpredictable.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But it looks like it's going to be like this the whole day.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy because, you know, we don't know if it's a storm. I mean, sometimes it's a storm, sometimes it's the ITCZ.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just the monsoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's still habagat, right?
But yeah,
it's still habagat.
But it's also time for typhoon.
Yeah.
You know, it is typhoon season.
It's typhoon season.
Mm-hmm. This is that part of the year where it's going to be wet for, you know, days on end.
And to be fair, it's already August and we haven't really
had a major storm
like a typhoon. It's
true.
A typhoon.
It's already August 6th.
Not that we want it. It's just that usually by this time we would have had like
a handful.
At least five.
Yeah.
Like memorable typhoons.
Memorable typhoons.
So,
the type that need, you know, cancellation of classes.
Exactly.
So, a lot of media coverage.
So I'm thinking, but I know, I don't think the one it's a low season because it's been raining. Just not raining hard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
All right, so today we've got a top 10 for you. Okay.
Okay, while you're figuring that out,
yes.
Can I just say a quick, very, very happy 75th birthday to my dad.
Happy birthday!
I'm going to greet him every hour. So
wow.
Happy, happy birthday to attorney Marcelino Arias Sr., on his 75th birthday. You know, I was posting on Facebook a picture of him and his grandkids. And so many of my classmates were saying, you know, our parents look good for their age, but
yeah,
your dad, it's unreal.
Yeah. And I think was it you who posted something, a picture of your dad with his grandchildren?
That's me and my brother.
Okay. And then somebody made a comment like, Now we know where your cheekbones.
Oh yeah,
right, diba?
Yeah, it's my cheekbones. It comes from him.
You can really see it. It's the cheekbones are very high.
Yeah,
and
he's the one. I'm the one who looks like him of all of us.
Yeah,
I'm on his side. And also, happy happy birthday to Tyler. He and my dad share the exact same birthday.
Happy happy birthday.
Yeah, hooray for the Leos.
Oh yeah. Oh, the Leos are because one of my closest friends is also a Leo.
Oh, is that right?
They enjoy the
attention.
The attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the life of the party.
They enjoy being in the spotlight.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. All right, so today we are doing a top 10 courtesy of OMGN. You know, there's the bro code.
Yeah.
Diba? Yung parang
things that,
how do you define it? What's a bro code? It's like the
rules between the rules by which men coexist.
Yes.
You know, don't do
among
this,
bros.
Among bros. These are the, you
there
know.
There are certain rules that
principles,
you follow.
Principles, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So today, OMGN is asking us to do the top 10 Yaya code.
Yaya code. I like this. See, this falls under my category.
Like between
topics.
Yayas, what are the codes? Like parang, kunyari, for instance, pagdodong ko na, hands off na. Diba?
Right.
Or let's say, just because wala si ma'am, hindi ibig sabihin ikaw ang magpapadede kay baby.
Yeah. Pwede. Like they can get very territorial.
Diba? Yung parang,
yaya code.
You know, that sort of thing. The yaya code. It can be like a code for, like between yaya.
Uh-huh.
It can be a code like behavior with your amo.
Yeah.
It can be the code between you and the driver, like who's higher, quote unquote higher.
Right.
Who has the right to do this, who has the
even
right
and
that.
Even if they're not higher.
Even if yeah.
There are some things that even if the driver, because he gets paid more.
Yeah.
Because of what he handles, which is a moving vehicle.
Yes.
But there are things that he cannot do Because the Yaya has like, you
like
know,
sovereignty.
Yeah, she's on top of that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, but it's like any kind of rule that governs the Yaya.
Yayas.
And especially when it comes to not the regular do not steal, obviously.
We know
but
that.
We're talking about the parang the
rules by which you live with and Yayas live with
yes.
each other.
Think okay. bro code only for Yayas.
Okay.
Okay. So, if you want to join us, just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag Yaya code.
Hey, can we be FBFs? You mean BFFs, right? Oh, I mean FBFs, like Facebook friends. Oh.
Shout it!
Feeling left out? Don't be. Facebook.com/RX931.
Hot us on radio.
Well, it's hot us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/RX931.
Hello, good morning, Metro Manila. It is August 6, 2013. It's a Tuesday, a rainy one at that. And by the looks of the clouds, it's not going to break anytime soon.
No.
So we might actually, this weather might be upon us for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole day. It's going to be wet and...
Stormy. Well, not rainy.
Rainy. It's just harder to get out of bed.
Yes.
It's just so nice to hear the pitter-patter of the rain.
I know.
Stay under the covers. But, you know, if you need to go to work or to school, gotta get up. All right, this is Del with the news. Let's start it with this one. Jennifer Lopez has reportedly signed a deal with Fox to come back as a judge on American Idol. Finally. Mm. The singer-actress left the series in 2012, and ratings plummeted during the following 12th season. According to Deadline.com, Lopez will join Keith Urban and host Ryan Seacrest. Will.i.am is reportedly in talks to fill the third judging slot because Randy's gone?
Yeah. That much
they knew already.
They said, yeah. The only thing that's sure is that Randy's really gone and Keith Urban is back.
Is back.
Yeah.
Network producers had previously considered Idol alumni Jennifer Hudson, Carrie Underwood, and Kelly Clarkson for the upcoming season. Lopez's career surged after she joined the reality show and she pulled in about $15 million to be part of the judging panel. Last season, Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj joined the series and ratings took a nosedive. Yes, it did. Lopez was also allegedly approached to replace Carey midway through the season. Now, it's not unheard of for shows to bring back familiar faces. Rival show The Voice will feature mentors Christina Aguilera and CeeLo Green, who left the series last season for a sabbatical. They were replaced by Shakira and Usher. Aguilera and Green are returning for the upcoming fifth season, which premieres September 23. Now, Lopez, meanwhile, is keeping busy these days. She's a partner in the Latino network Nuevo TV and a producer for ABC Family's The Fosters. Earlier this summer, she received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She also received a humanitarian award in recognition for her work with AMFR, the United Nations Children's Fund, and her own Lopez Family Foundation.
And let's face it, you know, it's like almost... It's almost like the cycle.
Yeah.
Like she goes on American Idol. She has like a number one hit, which she hasn't had in a long time.
Right.
And she feels like, okay, my career is back on track. She leaves. Nothing really happens. You don't really hear a lot
about
right in the past
her. Yeah.
year.
Yeah.
You didn't really get a big hit. You didn't really get...
Save for the news that she was supposed to come back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And let's face it. What put her back on the map was American AI. Idol. So
and she knows it.
She knows it. And well, but of course, you know, this doesn't help the cat fight. Because
between her and Nicki Minaj.
No, not just her, but even with Mariah. Like, who's the bigger diva? Like, okay, now they're bringing in back one that brings in the ratings.
Well, as far as the judging is concerned on American Idol, Jennifer Lopez is the bigger diva.
Yeah.
But when it comes to selling records... It's still Mariah Carey.
But you know what? Like, even with the American Idol judging thing, it wasn't that spectacular. I mean, her releases.
Yeah, beautiful. Didn't make it.
And not just beautiful, even the ones before this. Mm-hmm. It was like, I mean, not bad, but
not the Mariah that
right?
we know. Vintage Mariah,
yeah.
You know, everything stops when she releases
exactly.
a song.
Exactly. So, I guess it's not a sure thing. You know, yeah, you can be like a, you can be like a judge on American Idol and does nothing for you. Mm-hmm. And then there's, you judge for American Idol and it does great things for
well,
you.
Well, also because as a judge, I'm sorry to all the lambs out there, the Mariah fans, but she tanked big time.
Oh, really?
Really, really. I mean, you didn't watch the season. It was the first season you didn't.
Ever.
You know? But she tends to ramble. I understand that she knows her music, and I know that she's an artist in the in that way.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can't understand where she's going with things.
I guess with any industry, you know, there are like great, like, kunyari, some are great players, some are great coaches.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and just because, let's say you're really good in math, but that doesn't mean you can teach math.
True.
So I guess it depends. Yeah.
Yeah, so... And also, J-Lo just looks so wonderful
every single time.
Every time she appeared on American Idol, everyone was waiting.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole Star World twist on promoting AI went around her look.
Like, what is she going to wear this week?
People wanted big hair the way she had big hair.
And surprisingly, not even Nicki Minaj. They never had a, like, what is she going to wear this week?
Yeah, but also because she also, like, was annoying. I'm sorry, but she really was. She's
that's
good
the general consensus.
She's good in some parts, but on the whole performance, she was annoying.
Mm.
And, you know, having to pick a fight with Mariah just seemed, like, ugly. It didn't seem funny at all because they didn't have a, you know.
It wasn't gripping.
Yeah, wasn't gripping at all.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is the news. So J-Lo's back on AI. Let's see what she does for... Well, they need each other, AI and J-Lo.
I think so.
That's the news here on The Morning Rush. You got C, D, and G on this rainy Tuesday. Stay with us here now on Manila's hottest RX 93.1.
Paula Abdul, on the other hand, really needs idol. Here we go.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. And if there is a bro code, then there is definitely the Yaya code.
Yaya code for, I mean, among the Yayas. And Yaya, when it comes to dealing with the employer, dealing with the yaya, or like the help dealing with each other.
Yes.
For example, your driver and the yaya, how do they get along?
Yon. Parang what are the rules? What are the do's and don'ts when it comes to like kunyari, pagdating sa linis ng kotse.
A driver yon.
Driver yon.
Driver yon.
Ah, tama.
Pero if the driver wants to get food, he can't just go in there in the kitchen and get anything. Kind of have to ask the yaya.
Yan yung mga code.
Yeah.
Yan yung mga code. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sabi ko, yan yung mga code. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And, okay. Let's start off with Caliburn. Kahit alam mo, wag ipamimigay ang Wi-Fi password sa yaya ng kapitbahay.
I agree.
That's your house's Wi-Fi.
And your employer won't like it.
That's true.
Because it slows it down. You know, my neighbors actually ask me.
Yeah.
What's your router? It's so strong. Because they see my
yeah.
And they know it's me because my username is Della Mama.
Exactly.
So they're like, it's very strong.
Pero may password.
My password.
Okay.
You know the password. Good. I mean, it's long and it has numbers.
Ayaw nga, no? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Coco Hernandez says, pag alaga ko, alaga ko. Huwag kang makikialam.
Right.
Ito between yayas to.
Yes.
At saka especially those households where yung one kid, one yaya.
Yeah.
Yung parang, ano ka na lang?
Sorry.
One kid, one yaya. Especially pag ganun, di ba yung parang, pakialaman mo yung alaga mo?
Oo, huwag mo ko pakialaman. Oh my gosh.
Di ba?
It's
almost like a parent with parent na parang, you do your parenting, I'll do mine.
Because in my village, I see a lot of families where it's one yaya to one child.
Yeah.
It's very expensive.
I've seen it like that. Oo nga. Kasi in our family, it's always just one yaya.
Yeah. I mean, oo. Kasi I'm gonna say yeah, yeah.
Kasi they, I guess it's also because the kids are spaced well.
Oh, so right.
No, actually, hindi rin eh. Kasi like my nephew, sunod-sunod yung anak nila. Pero like, pag kunyari, medyo kunyari, nabuntis ulit yung niece ko. Then, the yaya will always take care of the younger one.
The younger one. And then the parent take care of the older one.
So they don't need like an extra yaya to...
Because I'm about to pop out one more.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get another yaya. Yeah. I think I'm good with just one yaya.
With just one.
But also because we're pretty hands-on at home.
That's what I'm thinking. That's in our family, that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
I've never experienced anyone in our family na one is to one.
Right.
We've never had. Usually there's just a family yaya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, Manvale says, wag na wag makikipagrelasyon sa driver habang pareho pa kayong iisa ang amo. Kasi awkward pag nag-break up.
It's true.
Kasi magkasama kayo sa house.
It happened to us.
Are you kidding?
Okay, our driver, actually our maid at the time, had brought her husband to be our driver. And for a while, there were months where they were fighting, like shouting with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we were under stress because both our help couldn't get along with each other and they were mm-hmm. fighting. And then they decided to break up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because it's amin bawal.
Well, it should
my,
be.
My brother-in-law's rule is if they find out that, let's say, the yaya and the driver...
Get it on.
One has to leave.
Right.
So it's like, you guys decide. But we can't have...
Both.
Like, di ba in a lot of offices...
Yeah.
Bawal din.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
No fraternizing.
And also...
Sana may rule din tayo dito para hindi kayo ganyan ni Gino.
Kami ni Gino. Oo nga, no. And also... okay, there's something similar from J-Ran. Ito mas clear than the ano. Wala kang karapatan pagalitan at pangaralan ng alaga ko. Trabaho yun ng amo ko.
Right.
It's nice because the yaya is not even saying it's my job. It's my amo's job.
Right.
Not mine, not yours.
I recently hired a new yaya, and that's one of the things that I say. You can tell him, like, if he does something wrong, like Cooper does something wrong, you have to tell him it's wrong. But all the punishing has to come from me.
Because you don't know how they punish kids.
Yeah.
Baka in their family, like, I don't know.
Yung ano,
baka hitting is permissible, but it's not with you. Yung mga ganun.
Or yung pinapasok sa sako, tinatali sa puno, tapos pinapalo ng walis.
Okay.
Hey, that happened to my dad.
Yeah.
My Lola used to do that to him.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she'd ask him to get into the sako.
The sako.
And then she'd tie it up the tree. And then papaluin na yung ano. I mean, if that isn't child abuse.
Hopefully, ano, 18 and below.
Well, my...
Kung kasya ka pa.
Yeah, well, my dad left the mountains, the boondocks, at age 12. So this happened when he was way younger.
Oo nga.
Uh-huh.
And also, si Kawangtor says, huwag ka nalang maglalaho kung ayaw mong mapagkamalang magnanakaw. Magpaalam ng...
That's what I always say. If you really want to leave, just do it the right way.
Don't disappear.
But they're scared.
Yeah.
Because a lot of employers out there will stop them.
Yeah.
You know, I
give them a hard time.
I encountered two yayas who were not even allowed to have a day off.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's
insane.
Is that legal? That's mm-hmm. not legal.
No.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Camilo says, walang kopyahan ng recipe.
I agree.
I like that.
Kasi alas yan eh, diba? That's the ace in your
deck. Even if you leave the, ano, minsan parang, kunin mo yan, masarap pagluto yan.
Uh-oh,
diba?
Right,
hindi ka nawawala
right.
ng job.
Do you remember my yaya used to be like, almost like a sous chef?
Yeah.
She had, you know, she was asking me, ma'am, gusto niya ng Gravlax?
No.
I'm like, what the heck is that? And her salad
sounded
dressings.
Like a Pokemon.
Her salad dressings were so good.
So good.
Yeah, we never ate so well.
Yeah. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 Yaya Code comes from Uod.
Uod says,
pag yung alaga mo, tinulak pa ulit yung alaga ko, ako naman ang tutulak sa'yo.
I right.
Yung parang, you do your job.
Ayusin mo yan.
Ayusin mo yung alaga mo. Kasi hindi ko pwede itulak yung alaga mo. Pero ikaw ang itutulak kapag hindi mo pinag-inigilan
yun. Away to.
Away yan. So, kid versus kid, yaya versus yaya.
And I'm sure there's a secret world of yayas that we don't know
of.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Diba? So that's perfect. That's exactly what we're looking for. What are your, parang what's the yaya code?
Yaya
for
code.
You?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag yaya code.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Of course, we are doing the top 10 yaya quotes. Ay, yaya code. Kumbaga, kung merong ano, bro code, meron din syempre yaya code.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start off with For Renny Boy says, wag gawing house party ang bahay every time out of the country. Sila Koya at ate.
You will get in so much trouble.
This is something I'm really paranoid about.
Well, your village is pretty strict. I don't think that's gonna happen.
No, but like, okay, maybe not a house party, but like, parang a movie marathon day. Tapos nagpapapedicure and manicure lahat ng tao dun sa bahay.
Sparty.
I think that's why most people have their yayas go on vacation when
they're on vacation also.
If they're not scared. If they're
pero maganda rin yung merong nasa bahay.
Unit. Yeah. Oh,
kasi mahirap
right.
Iwan talaga ang bahay. Kasi pag yung may mga whatever, like emergency or merong taong nando. Like, kunyari pag lang nag-brown out, somebody has to unplug the ref. Yung mga ganun.
Yeah.
So,
wait, you unplug your ref when it's a brown out?
Kasi, okay, especially for the really big ones.
Yeah.
When the power comes back on, that the surge in electricity yeah. can, you need an AVR for your ref.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we don't. Nakaplug lang kami straight. So you unplug it.
Come in.
Those things are so expensive.
Yeah, it's like 3,000.
No, 13.
The AVR? No. You can get one for 3,000 to 5,000.
Well, have something you seen my ref? It's
yeah,
huge.
Something that can, that's the highest wattage na.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah.
Ba't
yeah.
naman naalala ko nun parang 20,000 or
no,
something?
No, because remember,
that's the one I use for
the
my
chef
TV.
Lives right across from me?
Yeah.
We have the same kind of ref, and they bought theirs for 13.
Really?
Because mm-hmm. I know there's like an AVR for my computer, which is like mga 500 to 1,000.
Ah, mura lang.
And then there's a, sorry na.
And then, I mean,
yeah, yeah,
compared to 13.
And then there's a AVR for like TVs. Like big TVs.
Okay.
Which you can get for 3,000 to 5,000.
Must look into it.
Yeah.
Camilo says, tulungan at sama-sama sa paglaban para sa mga karapatan. Walang iwanan, lalo na kung ang amo ay kampon ng kasamaan. Grabe!
Kampon
na. Naman kampon ng kasamaan. Pero sa bagay, there are bad employees. Just as there are bad yayas.
Yes, there are evil employees. You know what? There was just one yaya. Okay, in our village, all the yayas go out in the morning with their alagas and also in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So one time I decided to bring Cooper. So I saw the yayas. They didn't see me because I don't need to dress up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a yaya slap the little kid on the mouth.
Oh my what? Gosh.
And then she goes, tama na ha, sabi ko sa'yo, tumigil ka na. And I wanted to just go, sinong amo mo? I don't think you should do that.
No,
because
sometimes then it's the negligence of the amo because they don't know what's going on.
That's true. And also sometimes if they see the amos do it to the kids.
So but it sort of gives them the go ahead to
like
do
the,
so.
Like the ano, that nightmare. Ako, I couldn't watch the video. Yung
what?
Video nung the one in Indonesia ba yun? As in yung baby iyak ng iyak. So nouna, I think the yaya just gave a bath. Naka CCTV eh.
Hmm.
She gave the baby a bath. Tapos kept on crying. So habang chine-change niya yung diaper, kept on crying. So she was holding the legs. So she started to like,
ayoko na,
flick the
stop.
Baby.
Yeah.
Tapos I had to stop. Kasi apparently, babalibagin pa niya yung...
Oh my God.
And it was a baby. Yeah. It wasn't even like a toddler.
Oh my God. I don't need to hear this.
I know.
I'm going to cry.
It was awful. It was
kasi
awful.
It's not their kid.
At saka two, there were two videos. Ibang
I don't know
two cases.
I'm going to cry talaga.
Yeah.
If I think about someone doing that, go on. Hey, well, I've been lucky that most of my yayas are really, really
maalaga.
Tsaka, yeah. Like Cooper's first yaya was 64.
Yeah.
But man, yeah. She knew kids.
Pero,
and you can see it in the way they act around.
Yeah. And it's like close quarters. Eh. Ito, I have a feeling na ito yung parang walang tao
sa bahay.
Grabe, tapos mag-isa. How could they choose
hindi.
That?
And remember, those even, are the ones caught on camera.
Even if you have a yaya, you're still hands-on. Yeah. There are really some parents, I'm not saying like all of them are. I really do see a lot of parents who just literally leave their kids with a yaya and parang go home, have fun with them when
for
it's fun
while.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay lang. Pero pag, if it's a serious, ano na, papasa na sa yaya.
Oh my gosh.
And, which is supposed to be, it's supposed to be the other way around. You're supposed to be the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't even presume to know how to do that parent. Because I'm not a parent just yet. But like,
well,
from
you
how
know,
I was raised, hello, I didn't even have a yaya growing up.
Yeah, your mom's really hands-on.
Yeah, she's too hands-on.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Camilo says, no chismisan until all chores are done or until 4 p.m., whichever comes first. So kunyari hindi pa tapos ang chores pero 4 p.m. na pwede na magchismisan or hindi pa 4 p.m. pero tapos na yung chores mo,
okay lang.
Pwede na magchismisan
kasi I remember we had yayas growing up where nagchichismisan sila pero ang bilis magtrabaho parang yeah. the talk makes,
yeah.
them,
makes it
work yeah, faster
work faster and they don't even notice it
and Bababa Bambin says hindi lagi si ate ang uubos ng ulam ni Bunso so dapat ready ka ring yung taga-ubos ka ng food.
You know, I used to see my mom do this.
Yeah.
And I was like, And I find myself doing it. It's insane.
Moms usually don't even order anymore.
Yeah.
Kasi
yeah.
Alam
they
nila,
just eat the leftovers.
Lalo na pag maraming kids. Kasi lahat ng leftovers ng kids mo, ikaw ang uubos.
Actually, that's true.
So, wag ka na umorder.
Come to think of it, my mom used to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Parang what we would have for lunch. And because she would know that like all the kids would be out by dinner, she would just eat that. Or she would have like whatever we had for dinner last night
yeah.
and eat it for lunch. I don't know, maybe moms are just more efficient.
Well, one, you don't want to waste.
Yeah.
Two, why would you need to cook if there's food left over?
Yeah. You can order.
It makes more, it you know.
Hindi, tsaka lalo na pag ikaw ang taga luto.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that's true.
I mean, like parang, I don't need the, di ba the people who live alone tend to really like parang eat leftovers and eat whatever
yeah.
lang. Kasi parang nakakatamad magluto eh, diba? So,
and you know what this makes me realize, and I hope my mom isn't tuned in because like this will make her head swell. I really miss home cooking.
Yeah.
Like the stuff that I used to not want to eat, like
now
I miss it so much.
I think it really happens.
Like mga binagoongan, mga ganun.
Or yung basta luto ng mom. Because I remember I
crave... stroganoff.
Wow. I remember I miss my mom's beef steak.
And you said kare-kare.
Kare-kare, tsaka pinaupong manok sa asin.
Galing naman, so may training pang
ang
involved yung
ano.
Tsaka may training pang involved yung manok eh. Sit!
Oh my God! Chico, do not try it at home.
Ang hapdi sa puwit nun.
Pinaupong Chico sa asin.
You know, like, I've been looking for people who know the dish.
Yeah.
And there's really only a handful. And then I find a restaurant near my house, Chef Tatong's.
Yeah.
They have pinaupong manok sa asin.
May maliit na chair, di ba, talaga? Hindi, parang bangko.
Wala.
Alam ko kasi yung ano.
Like, this is my mom. There's like a pot. And then they fill it up with rock salt at the bottom.
Okay.
And then it's just a little bit...
raised.
Pero actually, you don't have to. What happens is, as you're cooking the chicken, the oil drips. And so, it, the only part that's really salty is the part that's
yung
touching
puwet.
The...
yung puwet.
Maalat yung puwet niya.
Di kasi naguhug.
Ay, Gino!
Gino!
Ay, Gino, boy.
Hindi, malamang kung hinugasan mo yung puwet ng manok.
You are so gross.
Maalat siya dahil dun sa salt.
As in, oo nga. Pero pag hinugasan mo, edi mawawala yung alat.
Ba't man manok hugasan? Kaya nga mga linuto.
Ulam eh.
Hindi, what if you don't want it too salty? Like, what if you're on a low-sodium diet?
Pagpagin mo lang yung puwet.
Pero I've seen a chicken na may pinasok na beer can sa puwet.
Aray.
Kinky.
No, it's parang, anong tawag doon? Del.
Biniran sa puwet?
Pinaupong manok na biniran.
Oh my
Hindi, I've really seen this. It's a way of cooking. Parang they, that's how they roast it. So the chicken is medyo beer flavored.
Wait.
Biniran ng
tsaka, beer. Hindi bottle, ah, can.
Eh, paano naman nalabas yung beer eh, nasa can?
Hindi, yun na nga. Parang through, what's that method of cooking? Yung parang wine na parang, you make it evaporate so it seeps into the meat.
Pero the can is open. Otherwise, yeah, the can is open. It's going to explode.
Yeah. It's open. Yung tip.
Biniran sa...
Biniran sa puwet.
Sa puwet. Okay.
Kinangster daw na chicken. Ayun, beer can chicken or nilasing na manok. I think that's what they call it.
Meron din.
Yeah, I even had a photo of that. A wine reduction. Yun pala yung sinasabi ko. Wait. You know what? I'm gonna look.
Hindi ganun pala. Pag may alak, may balak. May balak ang lutuin.
May balak sa manok.
Di ba yung come here, chicken?
I'm gonna try to look for
pag may nagalok sa akin ng beer, sabihin ko, sa mouth.
Oh my God, dude.
Ay, dude. Ko. What do I know they're gonna do? What?
I really want to try to look for the photo just so you guys know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Paano nila pinapasok? As in, dun talaga ayun mismo sa puwet? Aray! Oh my gosh!
The chicken looks like it's squatting.
Yeah, I know. Well, how else will you get that in there?
Ah, man.
Poor chicken.
Oh, wow.
But right?
Can you imagine mo kung pugo? Oh my God.
Si Caliburn, sana manok na lang ako sa next life ko.
Okay. Guys, you're so bad.
And the top, Yaya Code, comes from Four Reniboy.
Four Reniboy says,
hindi lahat kagaya ni Maya ang kapalaran.
Who's Maya?
Who's Maya?
Yung ano ni Sir Chief.
Sir Chief.
Yaya ni Sir Chief. Mm. Kasi sila, di ba?
Or si Marimar. Parang ganun din si Marimar, di ba?
Or si Maria. How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Maria Von Trapp.
She's a nanny to the
to the Von Trapp family.
Yeah.
Or si ano, the King Anna.
Yeah, Anna. Diba? Anna and the
She's
King.
She's a nanny / teacher.
Yeah.
Si ano, Scarlett Johansson. The Nanny Diaries.
I watched that. I actually really liked it.
So hot.
Ex-wife ni Robin Williams.
Is it Filipino?
Was the nanny. Mm.
Filipina, diba?
Yeah, Filipina nanny who of his kids. Tapos
of
they fell
kids
in love.
They fell in love and they got married, but I think they also got divorced.
Divorced na.
Yeah.
All right. Gusto ko mag-inuman bigla. Okay, so...
Ako, matatakot ako pag may nag-alok ng beer sa akin.
Oo nga eh. Tsaka can, ba't hindi man lang bote para mas madali naman para sa manok?
I don't think they were really thinking about the comfort of the chicken while they were doing
it. And
this.
They were gonna eat the chicken, so I don't.
But the chicken was really good. Though.
No, I don't.
At what?
After that?
At what exactly?
I know.
Okay.
Okay, yun na. Tapos nakita mo yung manok na nagsisigarilyo.
Content. Yeah, that smile of contentment.
Nagyoyosi sa kusina.
Pero binubugan niya yung smoke dun sa tanda. Para tumapag. Okay.
Okay.
So sabog daw kasi yung bote pag ni-roast yung chicken.
Yeah, pag hindi. Ah, yeah, because
kasi it's glass.
Ah, pag can, parang.
Like the cookingware, the cookware that we have. Okay.
Siguro kasi with the can, they thought that it wouldn't explode.
Okay. They thought
about it really well.
They thought the can would explode, but it
would
didn't.
Would be able to handle
na,
it.
Yeah. Tama na,
kayo
talaga.
Okay, the top 10 Yaya Code. Key and RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Yaya Code.
Let's just say hello to Kat Arrow. She's tuned in.
Hi,
hello,
she goes, Kat. Guys, ang aga. Grabe, nahagising yung topic ninyo. We're food critics eh.
We just care about the chicken.
You know what? I'll post it
empathy
on Facebook and Twitter.
Hindi naman masyadong intense. Yung wisik-wisikan mo na lang na.
Kala ko pulutan.
Hindi ba pwede parang wisik-wisikin mo na lang yung ano ng beer?
Eh di yun lang ang melasa, yung puwet lang.
You want the whole
thing.
Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Good morning. This is Del Ann for the news at 7:40. All right, here we go. The news. Robin Thicke. Is he really? Robin Thicke has spent over 320,000 pounds on marijuana.
Wow. Whoa.
Yep.
That's a lot.
The Blurred Lines hitmaker opened up about his love of the drug and claims he has spent a small fortune on cannabis, also known as weed, over the years. He said, and I quote, "I do smoke. I do everything I'm not supposed to. Weed is my crutch, my muse, the lesser of all evil. I've spent a good 320,000 pounds on pot," unquote. The 36-year-old crooner, who was married to Precious actress Paula Patton, even has a friend get him marijuana, which can legally be prescribed for medicinal purposes in California to help his quote-unquote bad knee. He is quoted by the Sun newspaper as
"I've got a bad knee."
Quote, "My buddy runs a store. I can get medical marijuana when I'm at home. It's a non-stop chimney." Robin has tried to give up his illicit habit, but so far to no avail. He even added, quote, "I've tried to quit smoking. I've quit everything once." The singer's marijuana use has previously got him in trouble with the law, as he was arrested for possession in February 2012 after being caught lighting up in the back of a car in New York City, where the laws on marijuana possession and use are tougher. A source says at the time, quote, "He wasn't driving. He was sitting in the car. He was arrested, and a small amount of marijuana was recovered on him."
That's just crazy.
Wow. So liberal with that information.
I know.
Because I'm sure a lot of celebrities do it, but they don't say it out loud.
Except for like Snoop Dogg.
Oh, well, obviously.
Even Rihanna.
Yeah. She posted it on Instagram.
She posted
Hello, it. But she's also very liberal with other things.
Hindi ang serious ano talaga into it is Woody Harrelson.
But he gave it up.
Oh, he gave it up now.
Yeah, he was on a...
He wanted legislation.
Yeah, just much like the Dutch.
To legalize it.
Sa
sineryoso niya talaga eh.
But he gave it up. I saw his interview on Stephen Colbert, and he's clean.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's strange, because he was so into it. Like, sobrang niyang dinidefend yung use.
Well, most people who do smoke up would talk to you about why they think that.
Yeah.
There's a whole debate, and if you want to know more about it, you just go on the internet and you'll see the pros and cons of it.
Yeah.
It is illegal in most countries.
Including this one.
Including of ours. The only exception to that rule really is the Netherlands.
Yeah.
But even then, I mean, even there.
And there's the amount.
Yeah, there's an amount.
It's very important, the amount.
And you can't just sell it. It's only sold in what they call coffee shops.
Mm-hmm.
And in the coffee shop, you can get it.
Yeah. And even now, like, if you're a tourist, you can't, though. Because remember how people used to go to Amsterdam just to do that? Now, though, bawal na. Or at least that's what I heard the last time.
And the coffee shops have a special permit. And an amount is sold to you. A certain amount of weed is only allowed per person.
Mm. Among other things that are legal in Amsterdam.
Well, prostitution is legal in Amsterdam.
They're licensed.
But also in some other European countries.
Oh.
In Germany, it is.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway.
Let's play Robin Thicke, okay?
Yeah, we'll play Robin Thicke. That's the news. Here on the Morning Rush, shocking as it was.
I know.
You got CD and G on this Tuesday morning having fun with you right here on Manila's Hottest. We are RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part 3.
TMR. The Morning Rush, top 10.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Radio RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. Thank you very much to OMGN for suggesting this. The top 10 Yaya Code. Ren Ren Go Away says, "Pag inaway si Junjun, si Yaya ang resma." That's the rule.
That's the rule, right.
And Uod says, "Excuse me, hindi ako nakikimingle sa mga yaya na naninilaw na ang yaya uniform." Ew.
Nox. Yayang sosyal.
Oo, yayang sosyal. Camila says, pag binigyan ko ng sobrang ulam si Dodong, markado ko na siya, so hands off.
Whoa!
Pag may extra ulam siya, now you know. Tsaka unahan niya.
Yeah, he's dips. Mine.
May territory marking na.
Dodong is mine.
Uod says, kapag ang yaya, yaya ng anak ng celebrity, automatically, one notch higher na siya in the yaya society.
I wonder if there's any truth in this. But siguro, no? Kasi parang it's like...
I guess.
You're one step closer to the stars.
I would think so.
No, parang ano, remember there was this one person who joined Survivor yata, na parang she was the PA of someone.
Yeah, ni Piolo.
Piolo.
Oh, yon.
But she became another boss. She became a kind of a star in her own right.
Yeah, exactly.
She had gigs.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So imagine...
Kasi imagine the yayas of, let's say, Carmina. Yeah.
The twins.
I mean, even who else? The ones with, hello, Chris Aquino.
Yeah.
Her. Can you imagine kasi Bimby yung...
And then, tsaka the yayas go with her when she travels.
Yeah. Mm. They go with her to the States.
Oh.
Yeah. To most places that she travels too.
I guess medyo parang celebrity yayas.
Jet setting. Oo, I'm sure. Plus...
Yung parang, ayan yung yaya ni yung anak ni Chris.
Tsaka, you must have
passed... Yaya ni Cooper.
No. The most famous baby on Instagram.
Instagram baby.
The most famous baby.
No.
I remember even the yayas of the Basharon.
Mm. Yeah.
The one who died.
Yeah.
You know, they kasi they have an inside look at what the celebrities are really like.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and tapos all the yayas will want to talk to them.
Yeah.
About
medyo celebrity yaya din siya.
For sure.
To a degree, di ba? Parang... Tsaka, I'm sure may mga shout-out yan. Like, si Sharon, di ba? Used to mention her yaya all the time.
Oh, that's nice.
So, I guess, parang wala lang. Parang...
Si the late Yaya Puring, di ba?
Yeah.
It's really nice when you get to find, like, help na parang...
That stays with you.
Ala
part
Alfred.
Of the family. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's so...
I want a butler.
I think it's rare. Talaga, ha?
Ako, si
this
Gerard.
Doesn't help the rumors.
Kung si Gerard. No, kasi di ba parang you know how butlers are also your friends?
Well, that's what Batman portrays it to be.
Not only Batman. Hello. You know that Jarvis of Iron Man is actually supposed to be a real person. It's just in the movie they turned him into like a computer.
Like even in Remains of the Day.
Yeah, see,
Downton
Anthony Hopkins.
Diba?
Yeah.
Oh,
Cham Sangil says, every yaya should know how to prepare mongo dish na masarap pag Friday.
Kung Catholic.
Pero I think it's gone beyond...
The Catholic.
Oh. I think it's just that parang it's become a culture.
Why Mongo Friday?
Parang people
kasi
just
no meat,
love...
Supposed
not
to be.
Every Friday ba dapat yun?
Naging ano na siya.
Not just during Holy Week.
Not just Holy Week.
Huh?
Yeah. No, pero ano, also because parang naging...
Oo nga, no?
Cultural ano na lang siya.
Bigla.
Kalimutan na niya. Aren't you Catholic?
Akala ko first Friday lang of the month.
Hindi. Diba you guys do it? Like...
Not really.
I don't know. We don't really observe it.
I remember one of our office mates. She doesn't eat meat on Friday.
I'm more of a spiritual Catholic. More than traditional.
Let's say nominal.
Yeah.
Kasi sa amin walang ganun eh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Pero we, like right now, I love munggo. Just because it's a good source of protein.
Amongst other things.
It's really good for you. So,
excellent.
I have to, you know...
Okay lang, there are moods for it.
Munggo?
Mm,
ayoko yung munggo na matamis.
Ayoko yun. Gusto ko yung parang maasin.
Maalat.
It's salty. Basta.
Maalat. Maalat's good. And I think they put tinapa, diba?
I don't like it with anything. Like
that's
just the munggo. Tapos you put it on warm rice. Tapos kakainin mo yung rice. Tapos munggo. Tapos nor. Oh my God.
Grabe.
Okay. Ito na.
Gusto na kumain.
Ito na.
And also, Custer Winston says, bawal ang scary stories pag nagpapatulog ng alaga.
Eh, yung mga yaya pa naman mahilig magtakutan.
Yeah.
Right? Saka they have the weirdest, superstitions.
Yeah,
I agree. Remember before I had, a couple of weeks back, I had, a cockroach thing phase going on in my house. And I was so freaked out, right? And then I talked to my maid about it and I was like, kill the cockroaches when you see them. I was like, hindi sir, swerte yan. Ano swerte?
Swerte!
Patay mo!
Ano ba yun?
How is that even possible?
Yeah, but I don't even know why it's swerte. I don't know.
It's a pest. It means...
It is.
Yeah, there's an infestation.
And also, Camila says, patungkol kay Dodong, ang unang kinindatan, siya ang mas may karapatan.
Right.
And also from Madmat Mark, pag naglilinis si Dodong ng kotse, isabay mo na ang pagdilig para masilip mo ang basa niyang katawan.
Does it follow suit na if you have a driver, the driver is the one who washes the car?
Yes. That's their, you know. In our village, I see this all the time. Like, I don't expect my yayas to wash my car, but they do. They're so annoying. They're so...
proactive.
Oh. They can't stand it.
Proactive, yeah, tama.
Actually, they can't stand seeing the mud marks on the...
Yeah, same here. But then again, I don't have a driver, so...
Pag no driver, the yaya does it. Pero pag may driver, it's the driver's job.
Tsaka the drivers kasi know.
Like, that it's there, ano.
At tsaka how to do it, the, you know, kumbaga, the right
way. They know
way.
Cars. Yeah.
Plus, yeah,
dapat hinuhugasan muna para hindi magagasgas, blah, blah, blah.
Kailangan you take away the dust, diba?
Yeah.
Don't scrub it onto the paint.
And also, Camilo says, recognize yaya hierarchy. Huwag sasagutin ng pabalang si Mayordoma at huwag rin namang paaapi sa lingguhang planchadora. So there is a hierarchy.
Mm.
Manvale says, iwasang ma-inlove sa nagde-deliver ng LPG.
Or ng water.
Or ng water.
Really?
Kasi water dispenser halos lahat ng tao ngayon.
At saka syempre batak yan kasi ang bibigat eh.
Yeah. No. Tapos ang dami. Yung what do you call the round thing that you have to turn
the water
over? Kasi di ba meron yung parang square na may gripo? That's what we have at home.
Yeah.
We don't have the dispenser, the water dispenser.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, this one is the parang, yeah, the one that you put into the dispenser.
And
the
then
one
you
we
have. The one we have here, and then you have the cold and the hot.
Yeah.
I don't have that at home. I just have the...
Ang hirap din mag-ganon, magbaligtad.
That's why I don't get it, because it's too heavy for me.
It is.
But ayaw mo nun, meron kang opportunity to see like some random hunky.
But then you allow them in your house then.
Kasi kami, what we do is, it's the driver who buys it from the store. And then siya rin yung nagbabaligtad.
Rin yung
so walang pumapasok sa house.
Kasi talaga, dapat ganun eh. You have to be very careful.
Yeah.
Unless you want to be attacked. attacked in your own home.
Bababa Bambin says, i-verify ang last four digits ng social security number ni ate. Pag may tumawag siya, baka dugudugugan.
Oh.
Or some whatever other secret
code
na kayo lang dalawa may alam. Na pag sinabing, hindi, ito talaga si ate mo. Diba yung code natin? Ganyan. So that
what
they
does
know
the dugudugugan do again?
Yung papasok sila sa house, they trick the maids. They pretend to be the amo.
The amo.
And then they'll say, na-disgrasya kami, ganyan-ganyan. Yeah.
Ganyan. May pinadala ko dyan tao.
Oo, ibigay mo yung, and then let's say something right. valuable so that they can sell it and pay the quote-unquote hospital bill.
Yeah.
Chenong says, in the case of high yaya to dodong ratio, the yaya who has the shortest shorts wins dodong. Unless ang karibal mo si ma'am.
I think si ma'am will win.
She will win. And the top yaya code comes from Coco Hernandez.
He says,
kapag naaamoy mo na, kapag amoy life boy na sa village niyo, oras na para mamasyal. Ibig sabihin, naliligo
na yung mga
construction work. It's a village namin, ganyan eh. Kasi, di ba, marami pa kinakonstruct. So, marami pa talaga sila.
At saka ano, tayo makita
Chico,
mo,
alam mo na ako sa Katatambay.
Nag-walk ng dogs, ng mga alaga nila.
Nakalabas na rin sila. Pero mag-aayos muna.
Mag-aayos muna. Alright, so the top 10 Yaya Code. You know what to do. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Yaya Code.
I was remiss in my promise. I didn't. Can I just say happy birthday, 75th birthday to my dad today. It's his birthday. Happy birthday to attorney Marcelino.
And anyone else you want to say happy birthday to?
So to Del's dad, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Del's dad.
And to Tyler.
Happy birthday.
It's weird that they share the same birthday.
I know.
You know what my dad did over the weekend?
What?
So he had an advanced birthday lunch.
Yeah.
So we go to this restaurant in City Golf. And you know how they have plates that celebrities sign?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before I arrived, he talked to the waitress. And then he said, you know, dadating si Delamar.
Oh!
Oh my God!
Oh, that's so embarrassing!
Oh my God! Oh! I said, Daddy! Daddy, what are you and he said, like, dadating si Delamar maglabas sa kanyang plato. Sasignan niya yan. Oh my,
oh my God!
God!
Oh my God.
I know.
It's so embarrassing. I would be so embarrassed.
You know, but the thing was, I said it in front of the waitress because I didn't want her to be on the spot. Because, I mean, what if she doesn't know me?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's possible, mm-hmm. right? And then I was like, no, it's okay. And then I go, Dan, don't embarrass me. And then he looked hurt.
Yeah, because he's proud.
Because he's proud. And now he can't be proud of that thing that... Pero it's just so...
Oh, my mom's worst.
Oh, what?
Nandun ako, tapos merong whoever sa bank or whatever. Nakikinig ka ba ng radyo? And they were like, Oh, no! Siya si Chico. Tapos pag blank yung look nung ano, ay, hindi po ako nakikinig ng radyo. Ay, hindi ka cool.
May judgment eh. Hindi ka cool.
Can I just tell you one story? Because my dad is a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
So he appears in court.
Yeah.
And he was telling me that there's this one judge.
Mm.
Judges are different personalities, and in their sala,
yeah.
they're king.
Like, yeah.
You cannot question their word. So he's been appearing in the sala of this judge for so long. And apparently she's always been so strict with my dad.
Yeah.
So one morning... She calls my dad. Attorney Arias, approach the bench. And then my dad was like, What did I do now? I didn't even say anything yet. And then the judge goes, Attorney Arias, are the rumors true? And then he goes, Your Honor, what are the rumors? Is it true that Delamar is your daughter?
No!
Sorry! I know. And then he says, after that, she's been nicer to him. Oh my goodness. I know. You have to ask your parents what they say.
No, actually, you know what? That's the thing about my mom. My mom's pretty cool about that. Like, she won't put me in the spot. Or no,
just you
like
wait. Because it took us years before our parents started doing it.
No, they won't.
All right, here we go. 8:20 on the clock.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Thank you very much to OMGN for suggesting the topic for today, the top 10 Yaya code. Let's start off with Fat Kid Inside. Kung sinong yaya ang kumontak sa tubero, sa kanya mapupunta. Bawal umeksena ang ibang yaya. Huwag kang makikiepal, hindi ko kumontak. Lalo ko ikaw yung inisa-isa mo yung mga poste ng Meralco.
To get the
quality tuberos.
I think the ones na merong multiple jobs, yun ang mga totoo. Kasi minsan nakalagay parang tubero.
Carpentero.
O ganyan. Yung
tubero, carpentero, dancer.
Merong mga ganun eh. But I forgot what goes with, ano, parang electrician, ganyan, or something.
So bagay, I mean, if you're a guy and you're working...
You're a handyman.
You're a handyman. Wouldn't you want to be able to fix a lot of things, not just the piping?
You
want to
be good with your hands.
Yeah.
I think ang mas fishy yung mga, yung nakalagay lang, tubero, tapos Brando, tubero. Parang ganun.
I don't know, with a name like Brando.
May expectation eh.
Medyo may expectation na kasabay eh. Brando.
Fat Kid Inside says, bawal kainin ang baon ng alaga. Sana naman. Lalo na pag masarap.
Alam mo yung breakfast, di ba, niluto na.
Tapos
pag boss ng bata ng recess, para oh, ba't isang bacon lang to?
Or yung may kagat. Parang may daga.
Hindi, or iluluto niya yung gusto niya na alam niyang ayaw ng alaga niya.
Actually.
Para sa kanya mapupunta.
Elmitanyo says, yung kapag nag-aaway ang mag-asawa, Switzerland dapat ang yaya. Neutral.
Actually, the good ones pretend that like they
don't know any.
But most of them go to their rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tapos pagchichismisan na lang pag wala na. Pag umalis na yung mga.
Well, let's face it. Of course they will. It's the big thing that happens in the house.
Alden Policar says, kapag yaya, inday ka agad ng pangalan. Hindi ba pwedeng Sophia, Fiona, o Cassandra?
Nox.
Parang saucy. Sophia.
Cassandra.
Asan ang kafe ko?
Cassandra, kafe. Talagang kafe. Asan ang kafe ko?
Asan ang kafe ko at saka ang telepono? Yung cellphone.
Cellphone.
Ano Tagalog na cellphone?
Cellephono.
Yung cellphone ko.
Cellephono.
Asan yung cellphone at saka cellphone ko?
At saka, anman na sinelas.
Paabot nung Fafel. Yung pala, may BNF defect pala talaga. Pupunta na tayo sa may Pampanga.
Pampanga. Dadalo tayo sa aking mama at papa.
Sa aking mudra.
Meron pala talaga yung speech.
Sofia, asan si Cassandra? Atan man na kasama mo? Pronto.
Pronto.
Pronto. Ang anasagara, ang sarap maging donya.
Mga talaga, ang sarap maging donya.
Yun ang dream.
Quote of the day.
Ang sarap maging donya.
Ang sarap maging donya. You know, I'm tweeting that as
we speak. Chico Garcia, tweet of the day.
Ang sarap maging donya.
Ang sarap siguro maging donya. Yung alam mo yun, yung parang papalakpak ka lang dadating na yung mga...
I don't think they even do that anymore.
Yung parang...
Muchachos!
Asan ang akin mga kafe?
Bakit puro kape, ma'am?
Hindi ka makakain.
Ma'am, bawal yan.
Akin na... Tocino i... fried rice, eh.
No.
Yes. It must be fun.
Sabihin niya, ma'am, mag-Tagalog na kayo. Mabayusin niyo, ah.
Maayos-ayos ka, ha? Pwede. Pwede bang umayos ka?
Akin ang Bo Peace.
Bo Peace?
Bo Peace.
Bo Peace.
I've never eaten bo
peas. It's like, it's kind of like hilaw sisig. Na sisig.
Not naman hilaw.
Sobra ka naman. Who would eat hilaw? Hilaw the innards?
Kasi it's not crunchy. That's what I mean, but it's not.
But it's not, no.
It's yummy. Really good bo peas.
I have never tried it.
Really? There's so one in Green Hills. It's really good. You're gonna love it. It's good. Chenong says, kapag laging nagsisend ng load si Dodong mo, dun sa poging dodong ng kapitbahay, magduda ka na.
Oo. Iba na yon.
Uod says, pagkailangang samahan mag-swim si alaga, pag nandyan si ma'am, t-shirt at puruntong shorts ang suot mo. Pag wala, two-piece bikini. The best. The Dazara says, just because I'm a yaya doesn't mean I'm from Cebu. Visayas is not a province.
I know a lot of people are like that.
Hello,
especially the ones
Cebuano.
From... Especially the ones from Leyte.
Yeah.
They'll correct you.
Yeah. I'm not from Cebu. Just because I'm Bisaya, I'm not from Cebu.
But yun lang, I'm so... Because my dad has been talking about the distinction.
Yeah.
So I knew very early on that not all people who speak Visayan comes from Cebu.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, because if you think about it, even people from Iloilo are kind of considered Visayan because it's in the Visayas.
Visayan, but not Cebuano.
Not Cebuano. Yeah, but not Cebuano.
Because
yeah.
People in Manila think...
Basta Bisaya.
Basta Bisaya, Cebuano.
Hello, a lot of people also think na basta Bisaya made or something like that.
You
know
how
they have that, ano, that sort of like preconceived notion.
Yeah. Manvale says, wag nang makipag-penpal. May Facebook na. Mas maraming yummy dun. Eh, pero mas nakakatakot kasi I watched the movie, one Cinemalaya movie, Babago, and it's about internet scams on Facebook. Yung makikipagkilala sa'yo, lalandiin ka.
Hmm.
Tapos pag in love ka na, ganyan, bigla kang hihiraman ng money. Mm. And then the moment you send the money like sa account niya, the moment you deposit it, ibablock ka na niya, tapos papalitan na niya yung SIM niya, tatapon na niya yung SIM niya.
Mm.
Apparently it's a scam, but they made a movie out of it. And it's so funny kasi.
And isn't that what happened to one of the actors who got scammed?
I think so.
They had met on Facebook.
Hindi pero yun. Okay, here's the twist kasi parang yun kasi that was the actual guy. He met up with the guy, diba? Ito, you never meet up with a guy. So ito si
Landian lang.
So si ito whatever the guy's name it was. And then ang ginagawa ng movie, every time kausap siya nung client, nag-switch. Pinapakita niya muna yung the actual actor talking to that. So bilang magsi-switch to a mestizo guy in a mansion. Kasi yun yung nasa
utak nung ano.
Nasa isip nung kausap niya.
Nung kausap niya.
Kasi that's not him on the pictures on the Facebook
page. Facebook page.
It's not him.
It's not him. Some mestizo guy.
Uh-huh.
So yung guy na yun yung parang... So you see the parang, this is who he really is.
And then
but
he,
this is what the
guy thinks.
But you know, you'd be surprised with how many people actually fall for that.
Yeah, they do. They really
you know
do.
Ellen Adarna?
Yeah.
Like, that's actually
she has
what,
so many.
One of the, I mean, even before like social media became such a big thing,
so many.
She was already being impersonated by so many people. Like during Friendster, palang na para ang daming fake Ellen Adarna accounts,
right,
and they would use her photo And so many people would have an online, quote-unquote, relationship with her.
And I know a friend who got a friend request from supposedly her.
Yeah.
Which is a fake account.
Yeah.
So they try to get the guys interested.
And it's so funny because she tweeted something like, ang dami-dami ko palang boyfriend. Kasi parang ang daming nagtitweet sa kanya.
It's
when
true.
They eventually find out what her real Twitter is, like they're like, oh, don't you remember that time I lent you money, blah blah blah. It's like, hello, would I ever borrow money from you? Parang ganun yung
right. Scam
it's crazy
talaga.
It's crazy. And I mean, if you really had your wits about you, you would go and say parang, oh, why don't you FaceTime or Skype?
Yeah,
just
right.
So you could really see if it's the person that you're really talking to.
But before you send any money.
Sometimes I think they just want to believe it.
Yeah, because if you think, especially if the picture is good looking,
diba, hello,
you want to think it's
wouldn't
real.
You want to be like the boyfriend of
it's just
somebody
like falling
who looks
in
like
love. You
yeah.
think it's true love all the time.
Exactly. Fat Kid Inside says, pag sa'yo na ang tubero, akin naman ang delivery boy.
Wow.
Hindi pwedeng sa'yo lahat.
Lahat. Dapat ano?
Sharing. Sharing
share.
Is caring.
Ito, for yayas out there, from Jyoti, kapag makikita kayo ng sikreto ni Dodong, huwag niyong sasama ang alaga mo dahil ibubuko ka niyan, promise. Madaldalang kids eh.
Yeah, in our house that happened.
Mm. And Jelly Shaw also says, sorry. Mad Matt Mark says, huwag makipagkwentuhan sa labandera. Lagi nilang pinag-uusapan ng dirty laundry ng mga amo.
Literal.
Right.
Literal. Kiko Monster says, we're here to help you take care of your child, not raise them for you.
Yeah. There's a difference.
Big diff. And the top Yaya code comes from Dine.
Dine says.
Dine girl.
Dine girl says.
Pag si Junior tumungtong na ng 18 years old, wag mo nang pulbusan sa puwet.
Actually,
parang feeling ko nga dapat by age
siguro
10.
10, tama na.
Tama 8? Na eh.
No, actually, even younger.
8. Younger pa nga eh. Oh.
Kahit 5.
Di naman.
15.
As soon as they're potty trained.
At 22.
Because they can wipe themselves already.
Yeah.
Tapos huwag mo nang paliguan, please lang. Marunong na yun.
Masa
what age do you start to shower on your own?
I don't remember.
Because I remember, I think I was 6.
Hmm.
I was 6 or 7 when I learned how to give myself a bath.
Siguro if I'm tall enough to turn on the heater.
Kasi but the heaters nowadays don't need to turn on and turn off. The multi-point, as soon as you open the...
You have to switch it on pa talaga. Tapos dapat water first before the heater. Tapos pag turning off naman, heater first.
Di ba nung panahon mo yung iniinit pa yung sa kaldero ng tubig?
Actually, hindi ko na rin inabutan yun.
Yung, which one? The heater?
Yung lalagyan mo ng... I'm always like shower. Like that.
Wow, so
social talaga, no? Ako nga, like,
I'm so
even
sorry.
In my youth, I didn't have a heater.
Come in.
We had to boil water and then mix it
in
the tabo.
Come in. We're the same.
Kaya ako lamigin. Because I've always had it.
Social talaga yung donya talaga natin.
Hello, first,
masarap talaga maging donya.
One of the first to get contacts in the Philippines in grade school.
Soft lens.
And then had
to go with
shower.
A soft heart.
And then, ano na siya? Hindi na siya na tabo. Shower talaga na may heater.
I actually, they had to teach me before. Kasi I don't know where we were. Tapos walang shower. Kung paano magtabo. Because I didn't know how to use it.
Oh my gosh!
Sarap talaga maging donya.
Sarap maging donya.
Talaga, I had no idea how to use the tabo.
So,
I mean, obviously, I do. Pero alam mo yun, meron pala siyang art.
What? There is no art. You just...
Scoop!
And
then pour.
Hindi, di ba yung parang, paano ba yun?
You pour it slowly.
Yung parang, I don't know. Yung parang... Somebody told me parang you just bullshit on your head.
Oh.
Tapos the water and then you go shook. Because the water's still cascading down your body.
Yeah.
Ako kasi, what I do is like
binabato mo into the air.
No, like parang
para maging shower type.
Parang I scoop one scoop and then to parang okay, this one's for the arm. And
oh
then
my god.
Scoop for the other arm.
No, you start with
you
your
put
head.
It on your
yeah,
head.
Yeah, yeah, apparently just put it on and it goes shook.
Well, you don't have to go shook. It just naturally
no, but
it's
I
when
would...
you're rinsing that you have to do that when you're rinsing.
Yeah, rinsing. I mean rinsing.
Because you need one to rinse
take
off
the... it's so difficult. Kasi parang you have to scoop pa. Pwede namang...
Wow, our princess!
I know, finding it difficult. Poor little Chico.
Aww.
Doesn't know how to use a tabo.
Alam mo, even magposo, magbomba ng poso, hindi niya marunong.
Okay, I love doing that.
Marunong ako.
Marunong ka ba talaga?
Yeah. Hello, ipapump mo lang yun eh.
Ay, magaling ka doon.
Tapos kakanta ka lang. Pump up the jam. Pump it up. While your feet are pumping.
And I can sort of imagine him as a child doing that.
Pump it up a little more.
Like a real dork.
You know how kids do it? The poso?
What?
They jump
and then use their weight to pull it down. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I used to do.
Kasi mataas eh. At saka
nakapagod.
Nakakapagod. Saka yung unang bomba, yun ang pinakamahirap.
Mm-hmm.
To get the thing down. Yeah.
I love doing that. As in when I would go to our farm in Antique.
Huh?
Remember when we went to Palawan?
Huh?
You know, we rented the house.
May poso kami doon.
There was a poso. Tapos we were like pumping like crazy.
Well,
wow.
You know, if we were to refer to our Harlem Shake video, it looks like you can pump it up.
Pero nasubukan niya na maligo sa tubig poso.
Oo.
Yeah. As in yung literal, may nagbobomba for you, tapos ikaw yung naliligo.
Yeah.
Sarap to, ha? Oh. Tapos ako water so cold.
Actually, alamig na.
Alamig na tubig.
I hate that part.
I loved it.
Ayoko ng cold water talaga.
Yung unang,
pero yung una usually pag tanghali na mainit. And then palamig siya na palamig kasi from the bottom.
From the bottom,
padip
eh.
Ng padip.
Padip ng padip.
Grabe talaga to si Donya.
Yeah.
Princess! Okay.
Wala lang. Yeah.
You're such a princess.
No naman. Alam mo gusto ko talaga, yung elephant.
What are you talking
yung
about?
Yung parang sa Pebbles and Bam Bam. Yung sa Flintstones, yung elephant yung shower mo.
Oh my God.
I've always wanted to do that.
Yung parang, may elephant na nakatayo sa labas ng bahay.
Tapos yung kukuha siya ng water from his trunk. Tapos yun ang pang shower mo.
I don't think you'd like that.
Actually, that's true.
Why?
Because it'll be dirty.
Ayaw nga, no?
It's now not water. It's not water.
What?
It's not water.
Hindi, malinis naman yung nose ng trunk ng elephant.
You think?
Are you sure?
I will know.
Oo
nga, no.
Check out the water that they usually drink isn't exactly the cleanest.
No, you'll give them like clean water. Tapos yun yung pang
ano. No, but even so, the nose will still be
it's
dirty.
It's organic. Oh,
wow. Oh, wow. Well, the cartoon elephant looked clean.
Reality check.
Ay, shucks. All right, the top 10. Yaya code, just key in RX, space your entries, and you send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag Yaya code.
Alpha males on air. Alpha males on air. The morning rush.
The morning rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush. Part 4.
TMR. The morning rush. Top 10.
The morning rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Okay. Behave. There's news for all the Avengers fans.
Oh, what?
Tom Hiddleston has confirmed that his character is not appearing in the Avengers sequel.
What?
So there's no Loki there? Aww. No Loki at all.
Oh, what's the name of the actor?
Tom Hiddleston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was so good pa naman as Loki.
So he won't be
I hated
in there.
Him.
Yeah, but that's exactly why he was so good as Loki.
Well, I guess, you know, he had his turn.
Oh, yeah. Saka two movies na rin. Ay, well, yeah.
Thor.
And then the Avengers.
One. Well, he'll be in Thor. Thor 2. Thor 2.
Thor number 2.
Oh, he will be there. Yeah. So it's all good. Okay, the top 10 Yaya code.
Sabagay, medyo weird nga naman kung ando na naman siya sa Avengers.
Parang
diba,
it's all about him
na. Siya,
yeah. Oh, wala na eh. Tapos na eh. Okay. Let's start off with Jyoti. Huwag isabay ang sideline mong pagbebenta sa playtime ni Junjun. Pag yan nadapa, dahil sa kakakuha mo ng orders, hindi mo siya nababantayan. Lagot ka kay ma'am.
Mm.
It's okay to do a little like, kunyari yung mga nagbebenta ng whatever.
As long as your work doesn't suffer.
Because we had a yaya before. My mom allowed it to sell load. Pero it all became about the business.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't doing a lot of the stuff that she should be doing.
Yeah.
And instead, dun siya nag-focus na, and yung supposedly she's walking the dog, ginagawa niyang umiikot siya sa village para mangolekta yung mga nang-utang sa kanya for loan. So it's not about the job anymore. So
yeah, you have to remember which one is your first job.
And your main bread and butter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Yogi Bench says, pag nagbibinata na si Junior, wag mo naman siyang tratuhin na baby, lalo na pagkasama na niya yung mga barkada niya. Kasi lalo pa ikaw yung nagpalaki sa kanya.
Feeling mo, you have that mom feel to it.
That mom thing going on. And also, okay, let's see here. Yogi Bench says, pag ang amo mo starts asking for your opinion, it probably means they trust you already.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just, you know, wala.
They wouldn't ask you.
You're just their employee and they're
you're just supposed to do what they think.
And
you
they never
do.
Ask you what you think. Right.
But I really like Help / Yaya na they take initiative.
Oo naman.
I mean, sometimes, yeah, obviously, sometimes it blows up in your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Na parang they do something against whatever it is that you wanted to do. But I appreciate the fact that
they at least tried.
Yeah.
Jyoti
says, kasi hassle din yung you have to tell them what every single thing.
And Jyoti was saying, respetuhan kayo ng idol, ng kapwa yaya mo. Huwag mo siyang aawayan kung Kimmerald siya at Kathniel naman siya. Diba? Kanya-kanyang idol yan eh. Diba? Walang basagan ng trip. And also, Ken Karot says, dapat laging ready sa Yaya One-Up Challenge kapag day off. ng gadget, ng makeup, ng sapatos, whatever it is, diba? And also, LS Dominic says, dapat naka-maid's uniform lagi, pwera pag nagluluto. Sabi kasi ni Koya, dapat apron lang ang suot.
Hey! Well, unless you have like somebody really, really like a French maid sort of thing going on.
Diba? Gilagit Girl says, kung mag-a-attempt kang gawa ng milkshake si Sir, eh, damn right. It's bet. Mine is better than yours.
Wow.
It'll bring the boys to the yard.
Diba? Don't even try. Because damn right, mine is better than yours.
I want to see like a really hot yaya.
We did. We were growing up.
What?
Yeah. Enough that actually we lived right next to a studio that trained dancers to go to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And they recruited her. So she became an entertainer in Japan. She was really like mestiza.
Wow.
Yes, with light brown hair, light hazel brown eyes, and very white.
Strong ganun, parang medyo parang Cinderella story. You know what I mean? Like, you can be her Prince Charming.
Yeah. Actually, we had the yaya then very, pero morena naman. Like, it's strikingly beautiful. Para siyang...
Yaya mo.
No, I mean, a maid. And, tapos, nagtataka kami, she's always so jumpy.
Nagtataka
kami why she's always so jumpy. It turns out because she's so pretty, lagi siyang minamanyak ng amo niya wherever she goes, and she always gets very jumpy. Na parang wala like one time.
Luckily for her, never mo siyang minamanyak.
No, I went to her room. Tapos she jumped, and I was like, relax, Yaya.
Girl, hindi tayo talo.
kukunin ko lang yung pink shorts ko.
Girl, ano, hindi tayo talo.
Wow, pink shorts.
Diba? So, hindi, pero kakaawa rin. Because, you know, she's really like traumatized with what she's been through.
And, pero kung guwapo na yayo.
Wala namang ganun eh.
Meron.
Talaga meron.
I mean, walang yaya na lalaki.
Yayo.
Yeah, driver.
Ah, driver. Oh.
Meron.
Pero boy. Akala ko boy. Kasi we don't, my mom doesn't like, plus gusto niya, ayaw niya ng boy.
Ikaw?
Kailangan yaya. Siguro
on a personal note, ikaw?
Hindi kasi pag gawaing bahay, dapat talaga. I don't
mas magaling kasi, I mean, of course, that's the stereotype.
Mas OC yung ano.
Pero in general.
Pero yung tipong papanoorin mo lang.
Siguro boy, kunyari yung mga, the one doing the outside work.
Yung mga nagkakarga ng mga mabibigat
sako,
na load.
Tubig. Yung bibilan mo na sapatos.
Tsaka naglilinis ng kotseng shirtless.
Ay,
tapos nagtitrim ng bushes na naka-shirtless din.
Parang Desperate Housewives.
Kino-host niya yung garden mo.
Pwede. Or taga-walk ng dogs.
Unless you have a really big dog.
My friend, she worked as a nanny in Hong Kong for a long time. And her employer, the guy, my friend needed to sleep with a knife next to her.
What? Yikes.
Yes, for real.
That's because, horrible.
Yeah, especially in the first few years.
That's horrible.
Yes, she had to do it. She would always sleep with something to protect her.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Grabe naman yun. And okay, last two. That guy marked X says, ito more of like yaya code among amos. To steal another woman's husband is rude. To steal her maid is unforgivable. Yun ang susulot ng maid. At bad yun, ah. Sobrang bad.
It's in bad form.
Lalo na kung sobrang galing talaga nung yaya. Tapos ninakaw mo from your friend. Oh my gosh! That is so bad.
Actually, that's true.
Tapos sinulot mo with higher salary.
Tsaka imagine mo ko tipong like, kunwari, 15 years na siyang nasa'yo.
Yeah.
Kasi sa akin, ano, like, you know, there will be people who will try to apply in my house.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And if we live in the same village, you work for another family, my thing is no.
Yeah. Kasi iwas na lang.
Oo.
Pero at least, technically, you can't be faulted for that. Kasi sila yung lumapit.
Uh-oh. Ah, well, yeah.
Ang hirap yung sulot eh.
Yung kunyari, yung talagang...
Kunyari, you visited your friend's house.
Tapos ang
galing. Wow, this maid is so nice. She's so good. Tapos biglang binulungan mo na parang, sa akin ka na lang. That is so bad.
That's bad. That's bad.
Tapos yung bulong mo, akin ka na lang.
Kumakanta pa. Bad eh. And,
labo. Kinantahan mo pa yun.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 Yaya Code comes from Gilagid Girl.
Gilagid Girl says,
"Wag mo naman lalagyan ng mali siya ang bawat tingin ni Sir. Baka naman may malunggay ka lang sa ipin kaya kanya tinitingnan." Kaya siya tingin at tingin sa'yo. Na parang may malunggay siya. How do I tell her?
The help is weird.
May tinga siyang malunggay. All right, final batch. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Yaya Code.
Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX93.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX93.1. Time for the final Yaya Code. Let's start off with Bababa Bambin.
Sorry, can I squeeze one last? Since I did promise to greet my dad a very, very happy 75th birthday.
And
happy birthday
to attorney Marcelino Arias Sr. Happy birthday, Daddy.
And
happy birthday to Tyler.
Happy birthday. And, all right. So, Yogi Bench says, pag naka-encounter ka ng akyat bahay, mag-isip to fight or not to fight.
Oh, right.
I mean, kung kaya mo, if you're sure about it, then go ahead. But
if you're going to lose your life.
It's your life, diba?
Oh, yeah. I agree.
And also, Dan Too Easy to See says, dapat mas maaga kang gumising kay kuya. Sa alaga mong baby. Jagger G says, wag magtinda ng kung mga ano-ano sa school ni Junjun. Baka bawal.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of them have rules.
Diba? Like some schools don't allow soft drink. Some schools don't allow candy.
Or
stuff
just,
like that.
Or just selling anything in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lalo na to other kids. Siguro pa kung kunyari, among your co-yayas. Maybe that's okay. I mean, as long as you do it naman, you know, hindi obtrusive. And also, Yogi Bench says, bawal magtapon o magsunog ng mga papel. Itanong mo muna sa amo mo, baka titulo na ng bahay yung sinusunog mo.
Actually, that's true.
That's
like, mga receipts, mga ganyan.
Be so careful.
Do
not.
Be so very careful with these things. Also, Maximo says, kung mahili ka magpadala ng mga, yung mga romantic quotes, huwag mo na isama si kuya sa group message mo, baka mabasa pa ni Ali.
Lago.
Ay, nako.
And also, Maximo says, dapat ang alaga mo ang umiinom ng gatas, pero si Yaya ang tumataba.
Bakit ganun?
Bakit kaya? Bababa Bambin says, itago ang mga babasagin pag nag-aaway ang mag-asawa. Mahirap maglinis ng debris. Elmitanya says, ingat lang sa mga pag-roll ng eyes after magbigay ng instructions si ma'am. Uso ang CCTV ngayon.
Uh-huh.
You be careful.
And not even that. Yung tipong nasulyapan ka lang na nakita kang...
Yeah.
Ay, nako.
Gilagid Girl says, pag downy ang gamit mo sa damit ni sir, dapat kay ma'am downy rin. Hindi yung downy kay sir, gaw-gaw kay ma'am.
May preferential treatment.
Bakit?
At saka isa pa from Gilagid Girl, obligado kang sabihan si ma'am kapag nade-depress siya ng, ma'am, ang payat mo kaya? Lalo na pag-depress siya dahil hindi siya magkasya sa mga damit niya. Play your cards right and you'll lead a very comfortable life.
Right.
And second to the last from Kay Aguas, kapag alas 4 na, itigil lahat ng trabaho. Lumabas at mag-badminton.
No. Wow. But they do that a lot in villages. Yung walang net na badminton.
Seriously. Like 4 o'clock.
And the top, Yaya Code comes from Lilo Boy.
Lilo Boy says,
pag naghahanap ng construction worker, have a checklist. Tingnan ng paa. Check. Tingnan ng katawan. Check. Tignan ang mga kamay. Check. Tignan ang muka. Shrek.
Ang sama!
Ang sama!
Grabe!
Tignan ang muka. Shrek.
Oh yeah, in other words, halabos. Hipon eh.
Di ba? Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Okay.
What
so
about
what
us?
About
I mean, we all have
of
yayas.
Course,
we
of
grew
course.
Up, you know. Well, Gino didn't, but now you have a yaya at home.
Okay, for me, for my yaya code, sometimes keep your opinions to yourself.
Mm. Mm.
Yung mga tipong, sir, tumataba ka. Hindi ako natutuwa sa ganun. Hindi ako natutuwa sa ganun.
Wala kang
so,
bonus.
Keep it to yourself. If you want the Christmas bonus, don't say stuff like that.
Sa bagay, no? Ako... Ako siguro ano. I told this to Almaid that mm-hmm. we had before. Yung parang kasi sometimes they think if it's a minor thing, they can just
take it.
Minor yeah. lang naman eh. You know, and I had to ask her na parang what if ikaw? You know, I go to your room and you know I see something of interest and I just take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you
how would
like
you
it.
Like it?
Right.
You know, and she just. She gave me the scowl, you know, na parang, because obviously her answer is, I'm not gonna like it. See? So what makes you think so it's okay, diba? Yung just because it's a...
And I think kasi sometimes, siguro they think that because you have so much of it, it's already.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's really not. It's not about how much you have.
Yeah.
It's about what you're taking and because you took something.
And ask your permission. Sometimes it's just a matter of asking permission.
Because me, my yaya code is, I really like, in my house at least, and I know this about me, I like being able to, because they're part of your life, of your personal life.
Yeah.
So I like to, that I get along with them, I get to laugh with them, I get to like throw around jokes. And I like it when they're honest about things. Because if I can change it to make things better for you working for
you
me,
will.
I will. If I can't, then that's the limit. Because I don't think I'd be unreasonable. So this is the first thing I tell the maids, you know, if there's a problem, you tell me right away. If we can fix it, we'll fix it. If not, well, either you stay or you don't.
And I remember that's one of the things that you told me when I first got my maid.
Yeah, because it's different. You know, at work, you have like an armor on.
Yeah.
So if things don't go well... kind of
you
like you're prepared. But once you get home, it's like your sanctuary.
Yeah.
You want to be with people, one, you can trust, you can be comfortable with.
So are you trying to say that you can't trust us and you're not comfortable?
Parang ganun.
O meron pa ako. Kahit kunyari nakita mo na wala yung kotse ng amo mo, pagpapasok ka na sa kwarto, kumatok ka muna.
That's
mas
lalo
na pag before 6.
Tsaka pag...
After lunch, before 6.
Hindi, kasi baka kasi nag-research sila eh.
Mas lalo na kung mahilig sila mag-research.
Tapos yung biglang nakalock yung pinto, tapos pipilitin mong buksan, tapos pagpas parang, ay, ano ba? Tapos,
at saka lalo
medyo
na,
pawis-pawis kasi nag-research eh. Hard at work.
At lalo na, pag nadidinig mong nakabukas yung electric fan, kumatok ka muna. Kasi baka may tinuto yung mga bagay pa.
We end with that image in
with
our head.
With that note.
Hey, have a great Tuesday.
And hey, it's, ano, how do you say it's better to air dry?
to air dry. I like air drying. I actually air dry.
Wala.
Kasi I put lotion.
It takes up too much time eh.
Well.
I'm already late as it is. So,
wag na mag-air
dry ako. Guys, kita tayo ng mga 7:30.
And remember, tomorrow!
Yeah, please, if you are in the area or if you're not in the area, you know, come on over to 6750.
6750, Starbucks will be there. We'll hold the show in the coffee
yeah,
shop.
Yeah, so the entire 6 to 10, we're going to be in 6750.
You can drop by, say hello. We would love that. And
then even after that, we'll be back at around 4, 4:30
yeah, for
in
the
Glorieta.
Launch of the
we'll
Starbucks
be hosting the event.
Card.
We'll have Rico Blanco and Zia.
All right, we got to go.
And hey, but before that, can I just invite everyone? Minsan lang mangyari. I have a behind the scenes sort of video for RTVC. It's on my Twitter, so if you can, check it out.
Check out at Gino Boy.
Yeah.
I really love the Greenwich Barcada.
I'm sure you do. It's nice to meet you. All right, we got to go. Bye, guys.
Alpha males on air. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush.